October is not only the month of the Most Holy Rosary, but also the month of the missions, a time to reflect on the role of the Church in evangelization. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki. I used to be the director of the Apostleship of Prayer, an organization that began back in the 1800s when French Jesuit seminarians discovered that they could be missionaries without even leaving France. How? By making an offering of their day with all its prayers and works, all its challenges and joys, all its pains and sacrifices. They came to see that these could be like spiritual water that would nourish the church that had been newly planted in lands that had never heard the gospel. Not too long after this, a Polish noblewoman named Mary Teresa Ledochowska was called to start a new religious congregation with a similar purpose. Instead of going to the missions, these sisters, known as the Sisters of St. Peter Claver, would pray and sacrifice and raise money for the work of the missions, especially in Africa. On Easter 1916, she wrote a letter to her sisters, and she said, "I wish you all the riches of peace and the joy of Easter, and thinking especially of the beautiful feast of Easter, which we hope we will celebrate one day all united in heaven, united also to the many souls which we will have the grace to save for heaven by means of our work. Isn't that a great thought? You too will one day have the joy of meeting all the people whom you helped go to heaven by means of your prayers and sacrifices. That's what it means to be a missionary, to help people come to know Jesus. And we can do that whether we go to the missions or support the work of the missions through our prayers and sacrifices."